The ongoing international economic crisis has occupied the attention of most of the world's leaders. It has pushed a years-long food crisis to the back burner of political discussion. Yet the economic crisis means more and more of the world's poor do not have enough money to buy food at ever-growing prices. Cleona Sharkey is an advocacy officer for CIDSE, an international alliance of Catholic development agencies. She says Europe and the United States bear special responsibility for the ongoing global food crisis.
It's important to note that a food crisis has in fact existed for many decades, and there have been millions of rural poor people in developing countries suffering from both hunger and malnutrition. The difference was that in 2007 and 2008 that food prices exploded for a variety of reasons. Although it's clear that there were a number of medium and short-term factors that contributed to the rise in food prices, it's also equally clear that the policies enacted by the US and the EU and then aggressively pushed through global institutions over the last several decades had set the scene for this explosion by establishing a global food system vulnerable to disruptions. I think, as many of us are already aware, the EU and the US have been the main drivers of the liberalization of global agricultural markets, promoting global markets as a source of stable food supply for countries that could not produce enough food for their own needs. They also used their controlling role in the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund to advance policies that serve their own interests. For example, limitations on government support to agriculture in developing countries through policy conditionalities tied to loans from the international financial institutions, using measures that grant them unfair advantages on world markets. The result was that in many developing countries, there was the destruction of local markets and the erosion of the productive capacity of many countries.